Yo, what is up? Everything Everywhere, I'm Mike, episode 21, your host, Will Pesarides, is back with an eternal episode today. I can't believe we've done 21 of these things already. It's coming up on a year of doing this podcast, so I'll have to hopefully think about something good for that. I think it's coming up at the end of the month, actually. I think the first time I uploaded for this podcast was on the 31st, so yeah. Welcome back, and today I'm just by myself. We have a few things to talk about. First, I just got back from a spring break trip. I don't know if I look tan. Usually, I get a little bit of tan when I go down to Florida. It's great. Florida's a great state, and I can't stress how chill it is. I mean, it gets its image. Yeah, maybe it's some crazy things have gone on in that state in the last few years, maybe even the last 10 years. But if you go to the right spots, it's a great vacation spot, and yeah, everything went well. It's pretty mellow. I know a lot of people. At least, I pictured spring break when I was younger to be, crazy. I don't know if that's because I haven't planned that many trips with people I know, and, maybe that's my fault, but yeah, I always know, they always hype spring break to be this crazy, like, hangover type, trip, and it's honestly been the exact opposite. I mean, for most of my trip, I was around the elders, which is fine. The elders know how to have fun sometimes, and, a lot of Florida is that. A lot of the areas that I would go to, seem to be, mainly elders. Like, I think I was probably the youngest person in the whole area, and that's not even an exaggeration. It's a little bit of an exaggeration, but I was definitely like on the rankings. Like, I was close, like maybe like fourth, fifth youngest there, for what I've seen. So yeah, it was good. What do you do in Florida? Someone might ask. Well, you relax, man. You relax, whether it's by a pool or beach, because it was still. It's weird. Our spring break is not in spring. Like, our spring break is in February. It's not spring. The first day of spring hasn't even happened yet. It's barely even that nice, and it's honestly a horrible time to have spring break. Like, it was nice in Florida, but it was like cold. It was still winter in Florida, and winter for them is 70s, 60s at night maybe with wind, and it was beautiful. But if I'm going to Florida, I want it to be like 85, 80, or 85, 90. It wasn't that, but it was still amazing. The beach was great. That wind, like, there's nothing like going on the beach in that wind. Oh my God, it was so nice. And yeah, I don't know what kind of spring break this is. I mean, most friends are already going on it the next few weeks, and I have to sit and be jealous and not be on spring break. But yeah, weirdest just spring break timing ever, to be honest. But no, it was a good trip. It was a little bit of a reset. That was good too. I didn't need it, as much as it's not, the best time for the break. Like, I definitely did need it. So it was a good reset and good to get away for a little bit. And Florida is like paradise for me. I haven't been to that many places. I've been to Puerto Rico, and that was another paradise for me, but Florida's like the main paradise. I've been so many times. Excuse me. It's great, man. It's great. It's great. Nothing really crazy happened, to be honest. I did go in the ocean, and I'm going to show you guys this video and break down my video of me going in the ocean, because to see Willie P get off aquatic, it's very rare. And what I mean by that is, like, I don't really like going in the ocean. What? Just trying to get this video up. I don't really like going in the ocean. Because, I get scared about certain stuff. I don't like stuff touching me. I like little fishes coming up, and God knows a shark. that would be crazy. But finally got this video. Oh, there we go. This is the video. So yeah, so this is me going to the ocean. If you guys are watching the visual on YouTube, you can see this, the audio. I'll just try to break it down as best as I can. So I'm in the ocean. I can't say on the podcast, but the water was absolutely freezing, but I was doing something to where I didn't really feel the cold. Oh my God, dude. Like I said, in Florida, it was still kind of, winter, and the water was absolutely freezing. You go in like August or May, June, July, August, summer. It's like bath. It's like so warm. It's bath water warm. But no, this was freezing, and it was to the point where I was in and out. So yeah, let's break down the video. So break it around 08, 08. So yeah, I'm going in here, as you can see. I'm trying to feel it out, and I'm trying to also see where's a good spot to like jump. And I'm waiting and. Dude, why did I jump over that little wave? It was a little wave. I just had to pause this real quick because, like, I don't know what I was thinking. I thought for some reason I needed the void that way. In the video, it actually, it might have been a little bit bigger that wave. But yeah, I don't know why I did that. At this point, I'm getting cold, but I'm also really not feeling it somehow. And then this, I don't know what I was doing. Like, I just thought I could basically avoid the wave by bending down. Like, that motion looks so dumb. Like, I look so dumb in that. Like, I'm just like crouching, crouch bending. And then here, I finally go in, dunk it full in. Look at that. Finally go in, and then the recording wasn't great by my mother, but I come back up and another wave pushes me. So this recording, I think she low-key thought I was drowning because I don't. It was kind of rough, and there are bad rip currents in the oceans, as you guys know. But I was fine, and I kind of wish she captured this part. But yeah, you generally cannot see what happens, and then I get pushed all the way up to the shore. So yeah, don't swim like me, guys. I don't know how to really swim. I can go in and I can, sort of stay up. But if I went any deeper, I'm done. Especially those waves, those waves were pretty bad that day. But yeah, I honestly don't know what I was thinking. And then I just run out, and I'm actually, it felt so good though. Oh my God, dude. I miss it, man. Look how nice it is, the beach. Oh, like walks on the beach might sound really boring, but they're the best thing. Best thing to clear your mind. You don't need music. I mean, you can, but like, I don't. You just gotta listen to like the surroundings, the wind, the waves, the seagulls, whatever else is on that beach. God knows what it is. And yeah, it was a great time. I honestly think that, I miss it already. It's like when you leave Florida, dude, it kind of goes downhill from there for like a couple weeks. It's like, dude, I just left Florida. Like, it's not gonna get better than this. And also went by so quick. But yeah, so that's my spring break recap. Didn't hang out, did nothing crazy, wasn't with my friends, but spent good time with your family. That's what you gotta do, especially at this age. When all the opportunities won't present itself. But yeah, in other news, oh yeah, dude, this is just a thing. Like, God, dude, it's annoying. Maybe because I'm not in a relationship, but I was at a little meeting thing and like a, kind of like an auditorium where, each seat's higher than, so it was like rows. And this couple right in front of me just kept looking back, like, my God, taking selfies. I kept getting the picture. I was like, get me out of it, shaking my head. And I don't know if I'm a hater, if that makes me a hater, but God, dude. Like, can you just listen to the, can you just stop showing each other attention for 30 seconds? And they're like whispering each other's ear, like distracting. And oh my God, if I was in a class, I would have moved. And I almost thought about moving, but I was able to just ignore it. But God, I kept taking photos. It's like, Jesus, just sit normally. It's so gross to start kissing, dude. And it's not gross that they're kissing, but it's like, it was kind of gross that they're like, the guy was like putting his tongue on her forehead, like just licking her. And I was just like, what the hell is your problem, dude? Like, that was gross, obviously. The whole thing just made me hate couples, and I know that sounds horrible. And shout out all the happy couples out there. Hopefully, your partner's not cheating on you though, because that would be rough. But yeah, that's the good thing about single. You don't gotta worry about that. But I am trying to get someone. I want to get like either myself or I want to get two people like to date, and I'm like either the waitress who's also just weirdly watching them go on this date, speed date. Like, I feel like that would be a great episode. I just gotta find people. Yo, if anyone's listening to this, that know me and can actually approach me like tomorrow, text me. If you like, it can be anybody. If you female, male, both females, both males. We accept anything on this podcast, just so you guys know. And yeah, let me know if you guys would be down for that. But in other news, Ryan Garcia. If you guys don't know who Ryan Garcia is, he's a boxer and I don't know what he's been. I'm not gonna. There's people saying he's having an episode. There's people saying he's going crazy. There's people saying he's getting King Vendors. He's a boxer, very popular, very successful, one of my favorite current boxers. And I'm not making a statement on what I think is happening. I'm here to just explain it. Basically, he's saying that there's these people who've been after him. They're out to get her, like these higher elites. And they've done all these awful things to him and other people. And it is kind of concerning because, I've been following Ryan Garcia for a few years, and like, that's just not something he would just randomly start doing. Like, he wouldn't be just. I don't know what he has going on mentally, and I'm not gonna, like I said, I'm not gonna speak on that as respectfully for him. But I am a little bit concerned if he is telling the truth, which I'm not saying he is, and I believe him, that there are people out to get him. And that's a scary thing, what's going on. And you guys can do some research on it on yourself, like, because it is kind of crazy. He does have a fight coming up, I think in late April, against Devin Haney, who's also a very, very world-renowned boxer. It's going to be a great fight if it still happens. But, yeah, I don't know what's going on with Ryan, man. I hope he's good. And people are saying he's on drugs and or he's having, you know, CTE breakdown. But I don't think it's either of those. I think he, you know, when you have a lot of money, man, things can happen. Dangerous things can happen. And who knows what happened. I'm not going to speak too much more on that. And, you know, I'm hoping Kurt Ryan's good. And I hope he wins his fight, even though I have a weird feeling that he may win. But I'm rooting for Ryan all the way. And then, this is going to be about like a 20-minute rant for the rest of the podcast. So if you don't want to hear me rant, then just leave the show. But I woke up today, and my dad sent me a tweet, which I was praying to the gods. And I'm not religious, but I was praying to the gods that it was fake. It was fake. It was just a little trick. You know, April's around the corner. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Mike Tyson in July, fighting Jake Paul, my favorite boxer of all time. My opinion, probably the greatest boxer of all time. One of them. I think there's a few. There's definitely a few. I don't like to say there's always one. People have their opinions about that, but he's fighting him around at 57 years old. And I love Mike, and as much as I'm going to root the hell out of him for the win, I really didn't want this to happen, because if Jake Paul does pull off a win because of Mike Tyson's age and health, then you're never going to hear the end of the day. It was just like stupid-ass Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather. Logan Paul never shuts up about how he fought Floyd Mayweather in an exhibition, and Floyd went... Again, that's another example of someone who's out of their prime. And I'm not going to say that Mike's going to be bad at it. But I got this picture sent to me, and it's going to pop up on the screen if you're watching the visual, of this. And, you know, this frustrated me so much that I think we're going to do a prayer. 1 second. Yeah, this is gonna be the it's gonna be the candle. Mike Tyson, if you can hear me, please save us, Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, please save me. Please save me from Jake Paul. And I pray to the gods that you knock this man out, so I never have to hear a word come out of this man's mouth. Please save me, Mike Tyson. I love you. God, Mike Tyson, if you can hear me, please save me. Please save us, the boxing community, the integrity of the sport, and please end Jake Paul's career for once and for all. So yeah, that's that. I feel like I had to get that off my chest. I've been wanting to do that all day. I almost did it in my room. And I've been thinking about this all day, and just, God, get this off my screen. Get this off my screen. And he's just, like, if Jake Paul was humble and not annoying, he's just going to disrespect Mike Tyson. He's going to ruin everything. This is what he has to do, and I'm almost frustrated at Mike. I know he's getting the bag. Not like he needs it. God, Mike, like, God damn it, Mike. You had to give this little clown attention. You had to give it to him. You have to give him. Because we all know if Jake wins, it's rigged, or... You know, Mike's not 100% as he used to be. And, God, I wish we could just go back. Mike could go into a portal and just fight him when he was younger, because his head would be off if that was the case. And, I'm going to watch it. It's getting streamed on Netflix, if you guys didn't know, for free. Or if you have a Netflix account. Oh, God, dude. I think if Mike can beat him, this will be the end and all we know for Jake Paul and boxing career. He fought, like, some other dude who was, like, he's a professional boxer, but he just wasn't that good. And he was also old. Like, Jake Paul's average opponent age is over 35 years old. The only person he's fought who's young is Tommy Fury, and we all know what happened. And I don't even know what Tommy's age is. Is he in his 30s? Sure. Tommy Fury. Age. He's 24, okay. So we saw what happens when he fought someone close to his age. I think that's actually younger. Jake Paul's getting pretty old. But, god damn it, dude. Like, dude, it's just fake. Like, his whole career is a fraud. Like, you guys gotta understand this. Like, look at who he has fought. I mean, I could go off the list. Ben Askren, doesn't box, old, kind of a stinky UFC fighter, great wrestler, so that just takes him out. Anderson Silva, retired, like 40 years old, I think we fought. Tyrone Woodley, known for his grappling, known for other stuff. MMA, retired. I mean, god damn it, dude. I mean, who else has he fought in the UFC? That's it, I think, right? My god, dude, it's just like, fight KSI. Like, stay your little, like, weird thing. Like, why do you have to do this, Jake? And he calls out UFC fighters, call out Canelo. I already talked about Canelo would absolutely destroy him. Canelo would destroy him. He called out Sean Strickland. Sean Strickland would kill him. He called out McGregor. Crazy. Like, oh my god, dude. And he even thought he thinks he can do MMA. Like, sure, you give him a couple years of training, probably could be decent. But he's not, like, any of these guys he's fought, he wouldn't be able to do MMA. Like, he's just such a cocky bastard. And I can't take it. You know, and he makes a lot of money. Good for him. You know, everyone knows who he is, damn near. He's a successful person, but you can't, like, if anyone says this, what I'm saying about Jake, like, Jake fans can't get mad, and you're rooting for Jake, man. I don't understand why in this fight. Like, come on, dude. Like, we all want Mike Tyson. I feel like that's the majority, and I don't even care if you don't want Mike, but I know at the end of the day, I'm hoping that Mike will win. So, yeah. I couldn't believe it. A lot of people are really pissed about Mike doing it. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going around. He hasn't been healthy the last few years. You know, I know he was training Francis Ngannou, who has a fight tomorrow night, actually, the night before recording this. He trained Francis really well. And Mike Tyson also started Jake Paul's boxing career. Basically, he put him on a card, undercard, that he was fighting a couple years ago. So Mike did fight a couple years ago in, like, an exhibition. But yeah, dude, it's just Jake Paul, and I don't think he'll ever fight anybody good because no boxing promotion thinks that he's good enough. And a lot of people just don't want to waste their time. Like, if Ryan Garcia fought Jake Paul, total waste of time. Same thing with Devin Haney, same thing with Terrence Crawford. Like, list goes on for your current top boxers that could beat him up. And I think that's why he's nervous. He's just trying to boost himself and his image, and that's all he cares about, man. This stupid boxing promotion that nobody, I don't know who would ever watch that. It was the most boring thing ever. UFC clears. We all know that as boxing in general. But yeah, we also got UFC this weekend, so that'll be good. I don't know. Yeah, I sometimes I feel bad for hating on Jake Paul. And, like, I know I shouldn't. You know, I know I shouldn't feel that way towards him because he's kind of a douche. But, like, you know, he does get a lot of hate. And, like, he is trying to box, which I respect. I like the sport of boxing. It's just I just don't like how he acts like he beat everybody. Like, if he was humble, realized, hey, I'm not fighting the best competition, I'm fighting non-boxers, 40-year-olds, then I'd be like, yeah, you know, fair enough. But no, he just has to do it. Diet drinks may boost risk of dangerous heart condition by 20%. I feel like we've known that. We've known this, like, that diet drinks are not good for you, and neither is normal. Like, so, like, if you look at, like, Coke and Diet Coke, like, neither it's good for you. But something about diet drinks, and the taste is awful to me. Like, I genuinely don't understand how people like it. And if they're trying to stay healthy, if they think it's healthy for them, that's fine. But it's clearly proven it's not. So it doesn't really make much of a difference. And it also tastes bad. So it's like, what are you really getting out of it? I don't know. That's that. What else we got on the list here? There are cities in the world that will pay you up $15,000 to move there. These cities include Tulsa, Oklahoma, Indiana, West Virginia, Kentucky, some place in Kansas, Rochester, New York, Michigan, Alaska. No wonder why, because those are unfunded places that don't have, you know, great areas, don't have a lot of jobs, and are just not that great. And, you know, I'm not trying to disrespect anyone who lives there, but it kind of makes sense if they're, you know, offering people $15,000 to move there. It's not like, you know, California, which I'm not saying is a great place, but the richest place in California are being like, hey, here's $15,000. check. Like, there's a reason why certain places are doing that. So, yeah, no, I don't think I would do that. I mean, out of the places on this list, God, dude, I don't know. I don't think I'd want to go to any of these places, but if I had to pick, it would probably be Rochester, just because it's closer to where I live. But I would not want to live in any of those places. I mean, like, literally, I'm not trying to crap on these places. I'm sure they have great areas too and great communities. Every place, but it's Tulsa, West Virginia, Kentucky, Michigan, Alaska, and Alabama. It's like, nah, no thanks. And to any people listening who lives in those places, I'm so sorry. Like I said, it's no disrespect. I'm sure you're doing fine there, but yeah. Jeff Bezos surpasses Elon Musk as the world's richest person. Wow. It's always a war between those two who can get more money. I mean, God, dude, those guys, like, I don't want to say this to be dark, but by the time those guys pass away, the amount of money that they're gonna have, I mean, God, dude, their kids, their kids, they're all gonna be good. Like, God damn it, they have so much money, dude. How awesome is that? Like, I mean, to be that rich, dude, holy hell. Like, dude, oh my God, that must be amazing. And also, not only that, but the accomplishments those two have had, whether you guys love or hate them, and I totally understand that people don't like them. You gotta, like, dude, the amount of comp, like, what Jeff Bezos has built with Amazon, with Musk has done with Tesla and SpaceX and all that stuff, it's crazy. It's like, that's what a lot of people dream of, you know? And they're, like, making these inventions that are changing the world, and it's just crazy, man. I mean, they kind of deserve the money. Be nice if Elon Musk could start paying Twitter users, though. That'd be awesome. Pay us on a salary to tweet. Like, imagine Elon just paid us, like hourly to tweet. I mean, there's people who damn near live on Twitter, and all they do is just tweet weird stuff. And I'm like, they might as well, because they're using the app so much and keeping it up and running and buying these weird memberships and NFT crap. You might as well. Elon might start sending out checks to Twitter users. Just the final thing I'll talk about here. More than half of college graduates work in non-degree jobs. Yeah, that's crazy, but it's also not surprising, because I guess there's a lot of things that could do that. You know, it's hard to find jobs that are high paying, probably. And you know, it says here, like, a graduate's first job is low paying field work, you could pigeonhole them to. Yeah, so, like, people are just so, if, you know, I've talked about this with Tori many times in the podcast, thrive for money to the point where they're not satisfied. But I don't like that. Like, if your first job most likely isn't going to be a high paying job. So for you to just, like, throw away everything you went to school for and all the money either you or your parents paid and loans and to the schools, just to go something that you don't like. You go to this role that you don't want to do, because that's what they're saying here. If someone with a college degree is going to a job that doesn't require it, you probably don't like it. You're just doing it for the money. You wasted so much time. It doesn't even make sense to do that. Like, why wouldn't you just drop out of college? That is crazy. The amount of money that's wasted for colleges, for people who don't even do anything with it's horrible. And I think a lot of people need to reconsider whether they should go to college or not, because there's things you can do without wasting money. And there's so many people who would love that opportunity to go to college and can't afford it. So that kind of pisses me off. That's something you don't like to see. And obviously, no matter what, you know, you gotta just do what you. It's not gonna be like that. Like, what do they think? You're gonna come out and be Elon? Like, what do you think? You're gonna come out and be like Michael Rubin, the first job you get? Like, everyone starts somewhere, man. You think all these famous guys like that, Michael Rubin and you know, other successful businessmen have just, you know, you think they weren't little, like, waiter boy when they first started? Like, no, dude. That's why you have internships. That's why you have other stuff. It's called gaining experience. And, like, you can't just, God, dude, there's so many, like, people who just think they can deserve opportunities right off the bat. Like, it's unfair. And, you know, another thing with podcasting too, I've seen so many people just quit because they don't, like, you think, like all these guys on podcasts, just, you know, successful podcasts. Like, I'm trying to think of people who started podcasting first. I can't think of all of them. But there's tons of successful podcasts. These people aren't famous before. They aren't known for anything else. And they grinded to where they are. Like, well, I guess a lot of, like, the news guys and maybe, like, the crime people, the crime podcasts. And you know, I don't want to say, like, the comedy, because a lot of those guys are comedians. But even before then, in the comedian careers, they started with nothing, man. So it's always about just, like, having goals for yourself. I like to set goals for myself. Unrealistic goals, realistic goals, semi-realistic goals. Just, manifest a little bit. Whether you might not accomplish it and it sucks, but it's better than just dreading on the fact that thinking like, oh, you can't accomplish anything because you're starting low. I mean, I'm starting low from this podcast. I want to shout out, I don't know if she'll be listening, Jessie. She was able to help me promote my podcast a little bit. And shout out her. Hopefully we can get her on the pod soon. But, other than that, man, it's been hard to get my podcast out there. And I'm not great at, I don't want to go around and just be like, oh, follow my podcast. I don't do that. I never do that. People do ask me about it, and that's fair. But, it's hard. It's really hard to blow up in social media. You just gotta, put your mind to different things, try new things, and it might not, some things might not work, but at the end of the day, you just gotta keep going, man. I don't have the most plays on this podcast, but, we're trying. And I also love doing it, so that's it. I'm not just doing it for views, but it will be nice. And the end goal is always building an audience, finding your audience, finding who you can be. And yeah, I think that's a good way to stop. A little bit shorter episode. Next episode, we will have a guest. So if it's personal, I'm hoping so. You guys are going to love it. One of my good friends. Hopefully that happens. But for now, thanks for everyone who supported me. Thanks for everyone who's watched, liked, left a comment. You can follow the Instagram. It'll pop up. YouTube, Spotify, run Apple. So those three things and Instagram. But we just do clips. And yeah, I hope everyone enjoyed. And we'll see you in episode 22 next. Peace.